You got an update on Grimm?
Yeah. Welcome back here to Chillicothe, Texas, here at Moffitt Dodson Stadium as the Follett Panthers lead the Anton Bulldogs 38-29, and a second and goal upcoming now for the Panthers from right about the 5-yard line. And a little update, Grimm is now up big on Klondike, 62-28, as the Grimm Tigers look to be well in control of that one right now. And now Follett trying to increase their lead. There goes a snap to Watson up inside to Camacho as the fullback, and he's drilled instantly. Nice job Camacho up front that time by the Anton Bulldogs, as a couple of Garcia in on that play, as well as Ashton Martinez, who's played well tonight. 38-29. He did get a yard, so it's going to be first and goal, or third and goal now from the 4. And Follett now lining up. Not going to see too much fancy. Last time they tossed it around the edge to Franks. We'll see what they do here. Two backs in the backfield. Watson this time, they toss it near side to Franks. Up around the right side. He ducks his shoulder. He's stuck at the goal line. Tried to flip the ball around with his backhand, and I don't think he got it. They're going to say he is about a foot short. It does not get any closer than that. Going to be a fourth and about an inch now for the Panthers. And a big play this time, as Franks tried to take the ball in his right arm and reach it over the pylon and just couldn't get enough on it on that little spin move. And with 9:21 to go, big possession in this game. They only need a foot, do the Panthers. They've been able to pick up these tough yards before. Watson under center. He gives it to Camacho. He's stuck, and he just pushes him in, and I think he got a touchdown. Follett Panthers. Camacho shoves that one down the throat of the Bulldogs for the touchdown. And now that's going to be 44-29, your score, and a big extra point upcoming now for Follett. And this would be a big two in this game. Now the score is 15. This would make it 17. Goes the snap, low snap, handled nicely, and he can't get it out. It was a bad snap, and Watson tried to get it down, and the kick is low and no good, but Follett takes the lead even further. 44-29, Panthers in front of the Bulldogs, 9:18 left in this one. Don't go anywhere, right back on our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Welcome back, everybody, to Moffitt Dodson Stadium. The Follett Panthers increase their lead. 44-29 now your score, but lots of time left on the clock. 9:18 to go. That is an eternity in six-man football. As we look at some of these other scores, Oglesby has cut Richland Springs' lead to 14, 38-24. Fannindel up 60-34 on Gordon. Motley County up big on Blackwell, 64-16. And Strawn just can't shake Throckmorton, 36-24. And Grimm, we mentioned a little bit ago, up on Klondike right now, 62-28. The winner of this game will get the winner of that Grimm-Klondike game, which right now looks to be the Tigers, although that game's still in the third quarter, so a lot can still happen.
Six-man football, it's never over till it's over.
That's right. And we don't have I don't know how much time is left in each quarter. If there's a lot of time in that third quarter, that game is far from over. And now Follett set to kick off. Here comes the kick from Franks. Takes another nice hop and fielded by Garcia off the hop and fielded right around the 30-yard line and brings it up to the 35s. It hit off one Anton Bulldog and went right to Garcia. That could have been trouble. Instead, he fields the ball nicely, and now the Bulldogs set up first and 15 from the 35.
Yeah, if he had tipped that ball to the right instead of the left, we had a shot at it.
Yeah, that was Raiden Cooper kind of took a bad hop on him like a shortstop, hit off him on his right side and went right to Garcia. Nice kick by Franks. Now first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Sergio Champion in the shotgun. There goes the snap. Quick pitch to Sharon back in the backfield. He's going to look to throw. Now he's going to take off. No one's open, so he takes it back out to the edge. They can't catch him. He's just too quick. Gets around the end and finally driven out of bounds by number seven,
OCL
Ventura. And OCL Ventura, the only one who could even get a hand that time on Sharon. And Quentin Sharon picks up the first down. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds right about the 30-yard line. So first and 15
first
now for Anton. That time gave him too much room to work with. And boy, is he fast. There goes the snap quickly to Champion. He drops back to pass, gets a couple blocks. Nice protection. He's got all day. Can't find anyone, though, so he rolls to his right. He throws to his right. Heaves one up. He's got a man and can't hang on. Had an open man inside the 10-yard line. That was Reagan. Looks like that wasn't. Yeah, it was Reagan Cooper out there. Far side of the field. Right around that 5-yard marker. And Cooper, who's been so good tonight, couldn't hang on to that one. Would have been an enormous play. He was open, found a little crease, and nice blocking that time by the two backs of the Anton Bulldogs, keeping everybody off. Sergio Champion had an eternity there. Now he's in the shotgun snap. Quick pitch around the left to Sherrod. Sherrod cuts it back inside. Nice move. He cuts it back even more. And now he's got to the outside, and there's nobody out there. Found a crease to the edge. He's going to beat everyone to the pylon. Touchdown. Quentin Sharon. And that's what he does, that quickly. And that time from the 30-yard touchdown, Quentin Sharon. And you kind of been waiting for him to break one of those. And that time, Follett led up a little bit. Now the lead's going to be 44-35. And Champion got a big kick here for the Bulldogs. They've missed a couple of these. There goes the snap to Garcia. It is down. Champion gets the kick up, and looks like he got it. And no good.
Left.
Must have went to the left. As looked good from
that's
here. That's why I'm not down there on the field. 44-35. 8:31 left in the third quarter. Big miss that time. Follett still leads, though. They'll get the ball back right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's our K101 Road to the Top.
Possible upset in the making for Moreland. Moreland leading Minco now in the fourth quarter, 27-7. Moreland with the lead. Also, we have Cashin leading Elmore City. Purnell, third quarter score, 35-0. Winoka leading Maysville, 44-16. Kingfisher leading Lone Grove, fourth quarter score, 35-21. Stillwater having no trouble yet with Sand Springs, third quarter, Stillwater up 49-14. Buffalo leading Boys City in the fourth quarter, 38-6. Mount View Gotobo having no trouble with Sharon Mutual tonight. Just getting into the fourth quarter, Mount View Gotobo 44, Sharon Mutual 6. Covington Douglas leading DePue 42-6. And in the third quarter, Weatherford leading Cushing 27-14, guys.
And here it is, 44-35. Follett, big miss, extra point there for the Bulldogs. But I mean, no lead is safe with Quentin Sherrod running around out there. And 8:31 left in this one. Follett now going to try to eat some clock here and get a drive. I mean, really, I mean, you at least want to have a couple first downs in this one now. That's a weak kick that's fielded right by Jaden Watson as he drops down to get it just inside of the 35 at the 33-yard line. So first and 15 there for the Follett Panthers. 44-35 your score. And that Moreland score, if that holds and this score holds, it'll be a good night in the Frazier household tonight. First and 15 upcoming. And we talked about Moreland pulling that upset. A lot of people don't know that aren't from Northwest Oklahoma how good the Bearcats are and how healthy they are. And that score now Champion. Now Watson gets it up and gives it to Camacho, drives it around the inside and picks up about 4 or 5.
Camacho and that's with a gain seven, right? Of about really? 6 yards.
Oh, it looks like he gave him 7, yeah.
Second down, Panthers.
So got about half of it that time. That time, nice push up front that time by the Follett lineman. Who the reason I thought it was 5 yards because they pushed the line of scrimmage up so far. And now we're going to leave us, we got about half of it that time. Camacho's still running hard, and about 15 seconds on the play clock. You can expect the Follett Panthers to take their time with each play.
Anton's got two big boys on that front line.
Avalos is a big, Edmundo Avalos looks bigger. He's listed at 185. Now a quick pass to the outside, and they had it open again. They went to the same play with Howard, That time read nicely as they had Avalos on the end who had his hands up, and Watson had to kind of throw it a little high. And that time, Edmundo Avalos makes a nice play there. Didn't get his hand on it, but just enough to make Watson have to float it, and Marshall Howard couldn't hang on. It went to the well one too many times that time for the Panthers. 7:46 now left in the game, 44-35 in a third, and right about 9 yards to go. And oh, they almost jumped. They didn't jump. They read nicely outside. Is blown up by Anton as Franks gets the football. Has to pick up a couple before he's dragged down. And right in the middle of the field, they read the snap count. 3 yards. And almost jumped offsides that time. Or the Bulldogs. Couldn't quite get the number on who that was, but it looked like it's a couple different Bulldogs in the backfield that time.
I thought there should have been a flag, honestly.
Yeah, it looked like he was a little early. The ref said no. Now you got a fourth down and around 6 yards to go. Big fourth down in this game with 7:06 left. Anton in front of us here in the booth. Starting to get loud. Bunch formation. Watson under center. Toss it around to Franks. He's got to get the edge. He throws a stiff arm. He does get the edge. He's inside. And he gets it. The first down. Did he step out?
Yes, he got it.
They said first down. Follett, Panthers, and Marks. Or Franks, Shane Franks, I'm sorry, Shane Franks gets it up around the first down marker.
Big play, big play.
And nice play that time by Shane. Had one man to beat, threw his stiff arm, used his speed, and turned on burners just enough to get around the edge and get the first down by Follett. 6:52 now left in the game. 44-35, fresh set of downs for the Panthers. Everyone in tight. Franks in the backfield to give his the up back Camacho. He drags a man with him and gets about another 7 or 8 yards. Hard run that time. And now Follett is starting to feel it a little bit. That was just a hard run.
Second down Panthers.
Dragging Anton Bulldogs with him. And got about half the first down yardage. Ball now spotted at the 25-yard line of the Anton Bulldogs. And Bulldogs need to stop with 6:23 to go. Follett taking their time, 13 seconds on the play clock. And now the play gets in. They quickly get to the line, 7 seconds to snap it. Two back set. Watson under center to give us to Camacho, the fullback. He's still on his feet. He got hit instantly, but kept his balance. Nice balance and did pick up a yard or two as he was hit quickly in the backfield. Nice play. Looked like Garcia coming in that time. Bulldog. Nope, not Garcia. It was 33. Cervantes blowing that up.
Short gain on the play, third down.
Nice balance from Camacho. That's a big couple of yards, which makes this now around third and seven. Could have lost yardage on that play.
Yeah, he got hit right at the line, but still made a little out of it.
I mean, now with the lead up 44-35 at 5:35 to go, those yards with Camacho are invaluable because you know he's been holding on to the ball. He hasn't fumbled it, and he's been hard to bring down. Now they're going to snap pitch around the outside to Franks. He makes a guy miss. Throws another little stiff arm. Hit hard. Took a shot at the end right around the right around the line of scrimmage, and that was Dylan Guyton.
Back to the original line of scrimmage.
And fourth down. Panthers. Upcoming, might have picked up a foot.
Fourth and about six.
So a big fourth and six now with 5:07. They're going to be under five to play after they snap this football with 22 seconds on the play clock. And the Bulldog faithful trying to will their team to a stop. 13 seconds on the play clock. And Watson, Jaden Watson now runs it back to the huddle. Bunch formation again. Watson under center to give it to the fullback Camacho. Right off guard, he's stuck and dropped, and he will not get it. Picked up a couple yards. And Avalos that time with the stick for the Bulldogs, and Anton will take over down nine with 4:39 to go.
Anton will get possession at the 19-yard line, first and 15.
And the ball just inside the 20. Anton's own 20. They're going to have to go a hefty length here. If you're Follett, you got to know where Sherrod is and keep him in front of you.
You sure do.
Easy for us to say up here where it's nice and warm. There goes the snap back to Champion. He gives it to Sherrod. He's looking to throw, and you know where nobody's open. Oh. He's dragged down, and it's a sack. And that time they did keep him in front of him. What a play on the outside that time by Gavin Welch, who's been enormous tonight for the Panthers.
For a loss
And he's been back there a bunch, but he finally got to him that time. Welch creating a lot of havoc there.
9-yard loss.
Big play by the Panthers, and now Anton's got to go a long way. Ball spotted at the 10. Quick pitch champion out to Sherrod. They get it to their playmaker. Back to the middle. Weaving in and out. They got to stop him. He gets to the edge. Gets past the original line of scrimmage and picks up about five more. And making it look easy that time. As they gave him too much space on that play.
Sherrod with the carry.
And now they're going to give him, say, picked up about five. So we're going to be looking at 10 yards, 3rd and 10 for the Bulldogs.
3rd and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Spread wide out, two receivers wide each side, and two backs back there with Sherrod. He looks to throw and instantly comes up throwing, fires it across the middle to Cervantes. Nice ball that time. First down at the 40-yard line, but nice tackle on the outside by Osiel Ventura. As he was the only one there to tackle Cervantes. And ball now across midfield for Anton. Clock ticking under four to play now in this football game. 44-35 the score. Now everyone to the right. Quick pitch to Garcia. Pitches around to Sherrod. He takes it up inside. He throws it on the run. He's got a man open and can't connect. He didn't set his feet and was running and threw it as he saw Champion open and overthrows him to second and 15. So a little trickery that time for the Bulldogs. As we haven't seen that play just quite yet. And that time Champion lining up as a receiver was wide open had they found him.
I think you're going to see him throw the ball more because they've got to keep that clock stopped.
Yeah, I think we're looking at more of that. Now they're not as wide spread outside, but both ends up in their receiver stances. There goes a snap to Champion. Quick give to Sherrod. He's looking to throw again, and gets a nice block from Champion. Welch stays on his feet, tries to chase him down. They can't get him.
No.
He gets around the edge. He's still in bounds and finally tackled right down inside the 20-yard line. It looked like they had Sherrod dead to rights. Instead, he picks up the first down and puts him in the red zone. And nice tackle on the end there, or he would have scored as a corner had to shake the receiver to make the stop. Now quickly snap to Champion. He's looking to throw again. Nobody open. He rolls right. There's nobody over there. He's still looking to throw, though. He doesn't run it. Back throw. There's no one back in the back of the end zone. And touchdown. And Bulldogs. As Ashton Martinez, no one covered him on the backside. Champion had all day to throw, and the Bulldogs cut into the lead. 41-44 with 3:11. And Anton not going away. That's why they're a top 10 team. And now an extra two upcoming. We cut it to one. There goes the snap. Kick is up. From Champion, and the kick this time is good. And there you have it, a touchdown from Champion to Ashton Martinez. Makes it 43-44. It is a one-point game at 3:11 to go. Do not leave. We got a barn burner here in Chillicothe. We'll be back after this on our road to the top on K101.
Falco Forgan is giving Cherokee more than they can handle. With about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Falco Forgan, a four-point lead over Cherokee, 24-20. Mountain View Gotebau in the fourth quarter leading Sharon Mutual 50-6. Cashin leading Elmore City Purnell 42-0 in the third quarter. Turpin with a 32-16 lead over Ringwood. That's a fourth quarter score. Ringling leading Oklahoma Bible Academy now 26-0 in the fourth quarter. Moreland, all the momentum leading going into Moreland here into this game. Moreland leading Minco 34-7. That's a fourth quarter score. Stillwater leading Sand Springs 49-17 in the fourth quarter. Weatherford leading Cushing third quarter score 30-21. Thomas leading Cordell 49-14 in the third quarter. Kingfisher with about 7 minutes left in the game leading Lone Grove 38-21. And Warika leads Southwest Covenant 52-22 in the fourth quarter, guys.
And elsewhere in Texas, six-man 1A2 football. Fannindel's made it a final over Gordon, 60-40. Borden County won earlier over Spring Lake Earth, 71-16. Richland Springs up 54-38 on Oglesby. Motley County's made it a final over Blackwell, 64-16. And Strawn up now 55-24 on Throckmorton. And here goes the kick from the Anton Bulldogs over everyone's head. No one saw it coming. Franks has to go back and get it. slips a little bit, now catches his feet, takes it up to the middle of the field, around the hash mark, and is driven down at the 20. And that time, they kicked it deep and caught everyone sleeping a little bit. Luckily, Shane Frank's back there to pick it up and bring it back to the 20-yard line. So with 3:04 to go, it'll be first and 15 from their own 20. And a big drive for both squads, and the Follett Panthers only leading by a point with 3:04 left to play, and those missed extra points have come huge in this football game. Also, Groom up on Klondike 62-42. That game now in the fourth quarter. And a quick give up inside and brought down quickly after a one-yard gain. Once again, Camacho is trying to eat clock. Is Coach Copley here.
Small gain on the play, second down.
He picked up maybe a yard. Going to be second and 14. Clock ticking. 2:43 to go. 22 on the play clock. Panthers not in a hurry.
We've got to pick up the first down.
Yeah, first down would go a long way. Now, everyone's got their timeouts left. No one's used one in this half. Now goes the snap inside. A quick pitch to the outside to Franks. He tries to get the edge. Avalos there makes him, cuts him back inside, and almost lost the football. Nice job hanging on to it by Franks. And that time, 55, Avalos forced him back to the middle of the field. Or Franks might have had some more yardage. And now Anton's calling a timeout with a third and about, looks like 10 or 11 upcoming. So timeout Bulldogs, one-point game with 2:17 left, 44-43. We'll be back after this, our road to the top on K101.
Now a final Mountain View Go-To-Bo defeating Sharon Mutual 56-6. Some other updates for you here at the 101 Center. Ringling in the fourth quarter, leading Oklahoma Bible 33-0 now. Buffalo has defeated Boise City. This is a final, 38-6, Buffalo the winner. Minko has scored. They're still behind Moreland. Moreland leading in the fourth quarter, 34-15. Moreland leading Minko. 49 points for Thomas. Thomas leading Cordell, 49-14 in the fourth quarter. And Kingfisher now leading Lone Grove, guys, 44-21. That game also in the fourth quarter.
And back here, it is a one-point football game, 44-43. Everything we wanted here, 2:17 to go. And don't forget, also, don't miss the 1A to 4A UIL Football State Championships. They're this December. For more information, you can visit the UILTexas.org. And really, you can catch all the games there. 5A and 6A, not going to be played until January in Texas football. The little pandemic has changed schedule around a little bit. So one point separates these two teams in a third and 10 for Follett. They've been able to throw the ball sometimes in this play. Now the back's off to the left, and Franks takes off to the left, but the give is to Camacho, and he's stuck quickly by Sherrod. He takes him to the ground. And that time, Sherrod, like a rocket, comes in there to stop Camacho. Pickup of just one. Fourth and 9 now for the Panthers, and Anton's going to use their second timeout. So big stick that time by Sheridan. Coming up big defensively, offensively, doing everything out there, Kevin.
He's doing it all.
They have really making it tough on this Panther team trying to ice this clock. 2:10 now left in the game. A one-point football game. And a couple pass plays from Anton opening it up and take it to the air. And Follett not quite ready for that quick Bulldog score with 2:10 now left to go. And the crowd is
he can't see.
This guy's not sitting down. So 44-43, 2:10, and now fired up down there on the sideline. And a 4th and 9 upcoming. But not where Follett feels comfortable. We'll see what they got played here. Everybody in the box for the Bulldogs. And somebody jumped off sides on the left. And Ethan Gregory jumped on the end. And that's going to be move the ball back. And a big mistake that time by the Panthers. It's going to move them back even further for this fourth down. That's going to be right around the original line of scrimmage, just in front of it. So fourth and 14 now, and they're going to have to throw it more than likely. Not where they're comfortable. Big play with 2:10 to go in the game. Ball at the 21-yard line. Ant's starting to feel it in the crowd. Bunch formation. Everybody running. They run out for Watson. He throws it up in there. He's got a man deep. It's underthrown. Are they going to throw the flag? No. They're saying uncatchable football. He tried to catch Ethan Gregory. He underthrew it. Gregory tried to come back. He had Garcia in front of him. They're saying they threw it short, but now Garcia is coming up grabbing a rib. Off the field, Anton takes over now at the 20, first and 15 with 2:06 to go. And Gregory wanted a flag there, but I think it was just too much for him to get back to the football. Now Champion in the shotgun. Two backs to either side. Sharon to one side, Cooper to the other side. To flip to Sharon, he looks to throw. Now he's going to take off. Can they grab him? And they drag him down. They ripped him up right around the original line of scrimmage. He lost about 3 yards on the play, 2 yards on the play.
Lost maybe 2 yards on that play.
So second and 17 now upcoming. Nice job up front that time by Follett. And the clock running, 1:46, clock ticking. And now the Bulldogs in a hurry. The clock is just as much their enemy as the field. Two backs behind Champion. There goes the snap. He looks to throw. They're in pass protection. He's going to throw it down the left side again to Cervantes. Middle of the field. Can they wrap him up? And they do. Follett gets there. They finally wrangle him down. Three or four Panthers there to make the stop. Ventura's there. Camacho's there. Marshall Howard back in that one with 1:21. Clock continues to run. Third and about seven. And the ball right around the 15-yard line. Spread formation. Champion in the background. He's got Sherrod back there with him. There goes the snap. Toss sweep to Sherrod around the edge. Can they force him inside? They do. He cuts it back inside. Can they keep in front of him? Nice tackle on the outside, just short of the first down marker. And that time, Shane Franks, athlete on athlete, makes the stop of Sherrod. Fourth down upcoming, and now we have a timeout with under a minute to play. Anton going to use their last one. We'll take it with them. 44-43, 1 minute to go, and a fourth down upcoming. Please do not leave. This is a fantastic football game here in Chillicothe. Back after this on our road to the top on K101.
First upset for the night into the 101 Center. Final score, Balco Forgan beating Cherokee tonight, 24-20. That is the final score. Turpin beating Ringwood 32-16. It's a fourth quarter score. Weatherford leading Cushing 30-21. In the third quarter, Warika leading Southwest Covenant 52-28. It's Kingfisher leading Lone Grove 44-27. That's in the fourth quarter. Covington Douglas leading Depew with just getting into the fourth quarter 48-6. The score there. And with 2 minutes left in the game, Stillwater a comfortable lead over Sand Springs 49-17, guys.
And it is a one-point game here with less than a minute to go as we are now have an enormous fourth down upcoming with about, looks like they're, it's around 5 yards is what the Bulldogs are going to need. They're out of timeouts.
With 58 seconds.
And what do you, I mean, Kevin, what do you run here if you're Anton Bulldogs? I mean, I'm guessing you're just going to get a give to Sherrod because he's been able to pick up.
Yeah, you got to give it to your athlete.
Now, last time Shane Franks was able to read him and shadow him. We'll see what they do here. Two backs to either side of Champion. Fourth and five. Here goes the snap to Champion. There he's in full pass mode. He's going to roll to the right. He's got nowhere to go. Back to his left. Still looking downfield. Eyes downfield. He's going to cock. He's going to throw around to the outside. Just outside. Did he catch it?
Out of bounds.
And he didn't keep his feet in bounds. And Raiden Cooper can't hang on. And the Follett Panthers with 49 seconds left take over. And Champion, nice job keeping his eyes
penalty
downfield.
Flag.
But they're calling a penalty. And this, it looks like this is going to be on Anton, and I think I have seen Coach Copley saying he's declining this.
Then they threw another flag, I think, on the coach.
Yeah, it looks like he's complaining about, thought there might have been some contact on that play. But ball just thrown out too far to the outside. Cooper couldn't hang on. And Coach Hoover's yelling about it. The Anton crowd not happy here, and they are going to give the ball to the Panthers with 49 seconds left. No timeouts for the Bulldogs. Follett with a big stop on 4th and 5 in a one-point football game. Wow. And Champion had time to throw. He rolled left, tried to throw back to his right over towards the sideline and just too far over towards the sideline. That time, nice coverage. He tried that play before and they left the guy wide open. That time, Follett stayed on their assignments just when they needed it. And with no timeouts left in 49 seconds, this one's all over, barring a missed exchange of some sort.
And doesn't have any timeouts left, so they can't stop the clock.
So just complete your exchanges, and the Follett Panthers are moving on.
It's been a hard-fought game, both sides.
Oh, yeah, these are two very good football teams. And assuming Groom holds on, they're going to have their hands full next week. And the Ant fans not happy with that last call.
No,
but, I mean, it didn't look like that from – there was as much contact on that play as there one was on the Ant play a little bit where they picked up their big first down. So there's been – where they got the stop from the first down, rather, when Follett tried to throw across the first down marker to Ethan Gregory. And there goes a snap and a knee, and they're going to have to take another one with 43 seconds to go. And after this, we're going to try to make our way down to the field, see if we can grab an interview.
Well, this is what a championship game is supposed to be like.
Yeah, and, you know, team effort by the Panthers. I mean, we've had Frank scored some touchdowns. Camacho had some touchdowns. We had a lot of throws. As really Marshall Howard having the game of his year so far.
Oh, Marshall.
In the biggest moment. And Jaden Watson as well. We had to throw those passes to him. So, Follett going to move on. 44-43 your final. The Follett Panthers move on. They will advance. They will get the winner of Groom and Klondike, which is right now a 20-point lead for the Groom Tigers. So there you have it, your area final in the books. We're going to take a break, go down the field, see if we can catch an interview here with the Follett Panthers right after this. It's our Road to the Top on K101.
Myth. All cell phone providers have the same coverage. Fact. Cell phone carriers are not created equal. Most carriers put their focus on national and metro areas, while employees at Pioneer Cellular put their focus on you. At Pioneer, we have over 400 cell phone towers that are located where you need them most. You are covered, and that is the truth. Call us today at 1-800-641-2732 or visit gopioneer.com to learn more about our coverage.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down at 0% APR for 36 months or save $300 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Taking a look at scores we've got in here at the 101 Center. Road to the Top coverage continuing. We'll return to Chillicothe and get with Trent and Kevin here in just a minute or so. Fourth quarter, Waurika leading Southwest Covenant 52-28. Another fourth quarter score, Weatherford leading Cushing 30-28. Covington Douglas in the fourth quarter, they're leading Depew 48-12. Kingfisher leading Lone Grove 44-27. That's a fourth quarter score. Here's a final into the 101 Center. Texoma beating Hobart tonight, 25-7. Cashin defeated Elmore City Purnell, 42-0. This is a fourth quarter score. Winoka has their game against Maysville, looks like well in hand, 52-16 in the fourth quarter. Stillwater defeated Sand Springs. They're moving on to the next round of the 6A Division II playoffs. Stillwater 49, Sand Springs 17. Turpin defeating Ringwood tonight, 32-16. Balco Forgan with the upset over Cherokee, 24-20, the final score there. In the fourth quarter, Thomas leading Cordell, 49-14. Fourth quarter score, last report, we've got Moreland still leading Minco, 34-15. Buffalo defeating Boys City tonight, 38-6. It was Ringling. Right now, with fourth quarter, Ringling leading Oklahoma Bible, 33-0. Another final score for you, Mountain View Go-To-Vote defeating Sharon Mutual, 56-6. Shattuck defeating O'Keen, 58-8. Tyrone over Fox, 61-6. And Pioneer Pleasantvale defeating Drumright, 52-6. Check quickly to see if we've got any new updates here for you. Let's see. Kingfisher now a 44-35 lead over Lone Grove. That's a fourth quarter score. And once again, Thomas leading Cordell, 49-22. That game is in the fourth quarter. Trent, great game you had there tonight there in Chillicothe. I don't think you'd ask for a better one.
Sorry, you're hard to hear, but I'm going to grab Marshall. Marshall Howard here. And big win for the Panthers tonight. They're going to move on. And Marshall, you scored as many touchdowns tonight as you had all season. Were you saving it all up for this game?
Oh, yeah. I saved us when they didn't know.
You snuck it out there. You guys have been primarily a run team, but you were able to open up tonight. Do you think you caught them off guard a little bit throwing the football?
I think we did.
You got some good passes that time for your quarterback, Jaden Watson. Did you guys kind of work on their timing a little bit this year, knowing that you wouldn't have long to pass the football?
Yes.
Yeah. And Quentin Sherrod on that other side, tough to tackle. What did you guys do to kind of keep him reined in? He obviously had some big plays, but you kept him a little more in check than other teams. What did you guys work on to stop him?
We worked on running since August, and this week we just really knew he was going to be the best runner we've seen, so we prepared for it.
And a great job by your team. Talk about the job. You guys, let me go get a picture with your guys. Hold on. We're going to interview you later. You're not in the picture. We're going to let Marshall jump in this picture real quick as we're taking him away from his championship picture. We're going to grab somebody else here as a Marshall getting in this one. As it's a 44-43, your final here in Chillicothe. And Follett going to move on. They're more than likely going to play Groom, who's up by 20. But, you know, it's hard to tell. It only says fourth quarter in that game. We don't know exactly how much time is left as this Follett team moving forward. And Marshall, we're going to get Marshall again. Sorry, we made you miss your picture.
Oh, it's fine.
He's fine. Are you tired right now?
I'm very tired. It's the first full game we've had.
That's right. You got a long trip back to the Panhandle. Congratulations, Marshall. Big win. Great game. You saved it all. You almost doubled your yardage total today. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great job today. Marshall Howard comes through 3 touchdowns, and the Follett Panthers are moving on. Thanks so much. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
There you have it. Panthers moving on. We're going to get Shane here. Shane Frank's here as well. Shane, how you feeling? One point win. You're coming out on top, moving on. Did you think it would be this close?
No, I did not. I was hoping it would be probably 3 or 4 touchdown difference.
Yeah, and you have very different running styles than Sherrod. You're more physical than he is. He's a little shiftier. Was it your job kind of to athlete on athlete stop him a little bit defensively?
Yes, sir.
And do you feel like you guys, he's going to get his yards, but what did you guys work on to kind of keep him in front of you this week?
Basically, we did a bunch of defense during practice just to not let them break our ankles. And
right. Now, you used to kind of coming in and shoving people around. They were able to blow up a little bit at the line of scrimmage, and you had to work hard for your yards. Talk about the job your offensive line did. Well, your ends did tonight. Your blockers.
Are blocking.
Yeah, how'd you talk about the job those guys do for you up front there?
They help me get the long yards I get, the more yards I get, the touchdowns.
Yeah, they do, and it was a great team effort. And you guys moving on, do you know you're playing yet?
No.
It might be Groom. They were up by 20, but we'll see. Either way, it's going to be a great game. And a good win this week, Shane, and look forward to you moving on. Top 10 team, Follett, they're going to be trouble next round, so get ready. You guys ready for the next round?
Yes, sir.
There you go, Shane Franks with the big win, 44-43, your score. And we got one more guy to talk to. Head coach Andy Copley here. Coach, moving on to the next round. Congratulations, by the way.
Hey, thank you. Win in advance.
Now, they made you throw the ball a little bit. Marshall with three touchdowns. Did you expect that coming into the game?
Didn't even realize it.
He also doubled his yardage total almost.
Yeah, they don't guard the guy very often. If we can get him at the right time, we can, you know, usually hit that little pass. It's pretty easy to complete, and if we get a team thinking run, and we're able to hit that little arrow pass and pick up some yards. And Marshall's pretty hard to tackle for a big old kid. He's not very fast, but he's pretty strong.
Now, how often did you hold your breath every time Quentin Sherrod touched the football?
The kid is so dynamic. He's a good player. I hate it for him as a senior, but he's a tough kid. Tough kid to tackle, and good football player. He was as good on defense as he was on offense. He made a ton of tackles. I mean, they only had two kids making tackles, but we couldn't block them, so which is pretty disappointing, but hey, win in advance.
Yeah, got a couple interceptions from your defense. That defense been stellar for you. Talk about the job those guys did tonight.
Yeah, this is different because we hadn't seen a team like this, and really, you know, if you lose contain on number one, it really puts you in a bind. You know, do you come tackle him? Do you sag off, let him run? But if the kid gets a run and start at you, it's hard to tackle him. Of course, 43s, definitely they're lower the year. It's most we've given up, and it's the least that they've scored. So I guess we did a decent job, just good enough to win.
That's all that matters. Well, next week, Groom was up 20 on Klondike last time we checked. Are you ready for next week?
Yeah, we've been kind of pointing toward Groom all year, and they're ranked above us, and they're favored. Yeah, depending on what poll you look at, but you know, they're a good football team. They're a lot like this team right here, actually. A different defensive scheme, but same offensive, you know, threat in their spread back. Lamb for them, number three, and this kid one are pretty similar type athletes.
Well, congratulations. You're moving on. You're going to have to hide that Marshall Howard film from Groom next week.
Yeah, we hope they guard him and let us run the ball. Thanks so much for covering us and for you guys being here tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. Our pleasure. Great football game tonight, 44-43. Congratulations, Coach Copley. The Follett Panthers moving on. They're going to move on next week and play in their against Groom or Klondike. We're still going to check on that, but we believe it's Groom. So we're going to take a break, come right back, wrap things up, going back up to the booth, and put a button on this thing and take off again from Chillicothe. Follett moving forward. They win 44-43. Great football game tonight. And we'll be back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Myth. All cell phone providers have the same coverage. Fact. Cell phone carriers are not created equal. Most carriers put their focus on national and metro areas, while employees at Pioneer Cellular put their focus on you. At Pioneer, we have over 400 cell phone towers that are located where you need them most. You are covered, and that is the truth. Call us today at 1-800-641-2732 or visit gopioneer.com to learn more about our coverage.
It's Road to the Top on K101, getting you updated on scores coming into the 101 Center. We're getting some more finals coming in, including Moreland. They upset Minco tonight, 34-15, the final score there. Moreland with the win over Minco. They're moving on to take on Crescent next week in the third round. Crescent having a bye this week. Other scores we have for you, Cushing now leading Weatherford, 34-30, with 2 minutes left in that game. Kingfisher leading Lone Grove, about a minute left in the game, 51-35. Looks like Kingfisher is going to be moving on in that one. We've got Covington Douglas leading DePue, 48-20, 5 minutes left in that game. Ringling leading Oklahoma Bible, 33-0 with 2 minutes left. Thomas defeating Cordell tonight, final score 49-22, Thomas with the win. Winoka defeating Maysville, 52-16, the final score. In the fourth quarter, Warika leading Southwest Covenant 52-28. Texoma, final score, defeating Hobart tonight 25-7. Cashin with the win over Elmore City Purnell 42-0. Stillwater, they're moving on. They defeated Sand Springs tonight 49-17. It was Turpin over Ringwood 32-16. Balco Forgan defeating Cherokee tonight 24-20. Buffalo over Boys City, 38-6. Mountain View Godavo defeating Sharon Mutual, 56-6. Shattuck with the win over O'Keen, 58-8. Tyrone defeating Fox, 61-6. And it was Pioneer Pleasant Vale over Drumright, guys, 52-6.
And Moreland coming out with the win. So big night at the Frazier home tonight. Dawson's team getting a win, and Gregory's old team here, the Follett Panthers, coming through and moving on. And, you know, I don't know that how much of a surprise that Moreland game is, because I actually picked the Bearcats to win. They may be the best. They may be the best team with a – I don't know how many wins that is for them. Maybe five or six, but they got to be one of the best 5-6 win teams in the state of Oklahoma. Currently, Groom now 62-50 is a final. So the Groom Tigers will play the Follett Panthers next week, site and day to be determined. But that'll be another tough one, another top six battles for these Panthers. As a Groom, depending on where you look, is ranked anywhere from 6 to 4 to – some of them have other two, so who knows. So a little recap before we let you go on what happened here. 18-yard run by Quentin Sherrod, extra point good, 8-0. 24-yard pass to Marshall Howard from Jaden Watson, 8-8 extra point good on that one after a couple tries at it. And that was an enormous exchange of events looking back. Now, they got three cracks at that initial 2 points and ended up coming away with it. Shane Franks making that kick. 25-yard run from Shane Franks, extra point good, 16-8. 15-yard pass to Sergio Champion, to Raiden Cooper, extra point blocked on that one, 16-14. Your score. Another big play with the blocked kick that time. Justin Humbert, 10-yard pass from Sergio Champion to Raiden Cooper again. 16-22, extra point was good. That's when Ant took the lead. Then a 3-yard run from Franks with the answer, extra point good, 24-22 as we went back and forth. 1-yard run from Jonathan Camacho, extra point good that time, 32-22. And then a big 55-yard Jaden Watson pass to Marshall Howard that broke it open, 38-22, extra point was blocked there. Then a 6-yard pass from Champion to Raiden Cooper again. They hooked up for the third time. Extra point pass to Slade Hodges, 38-29, your score. Then a 1-yard run by Camacho, extra point no good, 44-29. And then the last two scores from Anton, 30-yard run by Quentin Sherrod, was fantastic. And an extra point no good, 44-35. And a 27-yard pass, Sergio Champion to Ashton Martinez to cut it to one, but one was not enough as the Follett Panthers move forward. And we want to say one more time, 1A to 4A football, don't miss 1A to 4A UIL football state championships this December. For more information, visit uiltexas.org. And we also want to thank our sponsors, Bank 7, Moore's Roofing, Pioneer Cellular, Arnett, New Holland, and Kubota. And we also want to thank everybody back at the studio. We want to thank C.J. Montgomery, Jeff Hickman, and Matt Storm helping us out all year. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese in the office. Brock Campbell and Tyler Riggs out there in Moreland calling that one. They should be on their way back home. Brooke Williams, couldn't do it without Brooke. B.J. Gonzalez making sure the bills are paid out there, making sure we sell the ads. And also Sean Kelly, working the board, a professional's professional back there, Sean Kelly. And also Kevin Wynn, a longtime voice of the Follett Panthers, join us. Thanks so much, sir. It was a pleasure having you here.
I enjoyed it. How do you not enjoy a game like this?
Oh, fantastic. We get the best seats in the house. We get to watch the Panthers win. What a big win
that
time.
Day.
And now you're the good luck charm, so we're going to have you again if we ever see him down the road.
That'll work.
And next week we to be announced. We got a lot of great football games because a lot of teams in the area are going to move on as we're getting down to it on our road to the top. And this team, Follett, going to move on to play the Groom Tigers in a week. So for everyone back at the studio, K101, for everybody out there driving home, be safe. Have a great night. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next